the many realms of Azeroth to the great dark beyond via the magic of podcasting. This is episode 7 of the Rolling Restart. Hello once again, my name is Ro, and no, I am not a rap god, regardless of what you might have heard on other podcasts. With me this week is none other than the Pwnstress herself. I don't know if she's a rap goddess or not. I've never had a chance to listen to her rap. It's Belle from Pwncast. Hi, Belle.
Well, hello. I feel like maybe when I drink, I might be a rap goddess, perhaps. I would have to look at some drunken videos from BlizzCon to find out if that's actually a fact or not.
I was about to say, I may get that proof at BlizzCon then itself. By the way, are you hyped as people listen to this? We will be a day away from the first wave of buying tickets.
You know, the funny thing is I always think, well, I'm going to have some downtime in between each BlizzCon to not think about BlizzCon. It just doesn't happen. I've been excited since even before the announcement. I pulled out my BlizzCon bag yesterday, and I'm just staring at it and just reminiscing, and then I look at all the pictures from BlizzCon and get all sad, but I'm ready. My team is ready. We're going to be doing the Discord /Curse/Twitch, whatever the flavor of the week is for the comms to get tickets.
Yeah, you know, the past couple years, I have been fortunate enough to receive a press pass from Blizzard, but even still, each year, I have still gone through the process of buying a ticket and make sure that I had one, because I do not take anything for granted, especially with how Blizzard's getting more games, a larger audience across all their franchises, and all of that. So I will be trying as well. I wish you and your team the best of luck. I have a team of my own. They are top men and top women, and I will cross all fingers and toes and hope for the best. Before we go deep into our topic today, which is kind of a continuation from a discussion we had all the way back in episode 0, I want to tie up some loose ends from the very last episode by simply asking you, Belle, how far away from today will we see 725 on the PTR?
Tomorrow, even, because that's just been the way we do things. We can't even absorb the current content, but I expect to see an announcement that 7.2.5 will be there next week, and then it'll be rolling out in the next month or two, because that's how we roll.
So I'm guessing that because there's an 11 quest campaign for Legion Fall, that they kind of have themselves paced or planned to release 7.2.5 shortly after that campaign comes to an end. So basically doing it right when Tomb of Sargeras opens, so they'll have class balance changes and all that to go with it. And meanwhile, that means that it's going to go on to PTR, I'm guessing, 2 or 3 weeks from now, or actually since it'll been a week since the patch has been live. By the way, folks, a little time travel here. We're recording this just literally minutes before 7.2 went live. We haven't even had a chance to try out the new content yet. So, yeah, how's 7.2 been for you guys? We don't know yet. That said, PTR is probably a week or two away from the point you're listening to this. At least that's what I think. Things are chugging along. Whether people like it or not, I, for one, am happy with it. I know there are plenty of people that are happy with all the content they're getting in 7.2. There is a section of the community, though, that doesn't seem to be in the best of moods, at least from my perception when I look at message boards and Reddit and even social media. And Belle, surprise, surprise, people in PvP land don't seem to be too happy now.
No, I think the higher end guys are pretty well happy with the way things are going, but I think that's just, they're happy regardless, because I think Blizzard caters to them when it comes to PvP. Unfortunately, the little guys like me, it's just, it's been a struggle to keep myself involved. The PvP brawls, though, with 7.2, I think will breathe kind of some nice life into some casuals like me, just to kind of break up the monotony of the wonderful class balancing brought to you by Holinka. The sarcasm, in case those of you who don't know me don't know how to pick up on my very heavy dribbled sarcasm. But I think overall, the community as a whole is very frustrated. Whenever I say that, people are like, everybody loves PvP. Well, I'm sure they do, but I mean, facts are facts. People are frustrated.
okay, so it's one thing to say that you're frustrated, and for people listening to our show to hear that, you know, that you're frustrated, but to kind of like better explain it to me and to our listeners, what is frustrating you? What is out of balance? Like, from your personal experiences, what are you seeing that is making Legion PvP just not a happy place for you?
I think overall, if I were to have to sum it up in one little acronym, it would be RNG. They've made a lot of good positive changes with kind of balancing it for the guys that have a ton of time to play and the guys that don't have a ton of time to play. So I think Blizzard's done a good job with that. But I think in doing that, they destroyed many facets of what it means to go in and grind for PvP. And one of those things is gear. It's so much RNG based that once again, this expansion, everything is RNG, from legendaries to gear, to everything that you're doing, you're kind of at the mercy of the gods. And if you didn't pray to RNG gods that day, you're pretty much SOL. But with PvP, there shouldn't be any RNG when it comes to gear. I think that's a bad idea. I think it's always been a bad idea. I think you should be able to grind for your gear and purchase your gear just like you've done, you know, every expansion. It could be my unwillingness to change in that regard, but I feel like I have to deal with RNG so much. PvP is just not the place for RNG because your gear, I mean, although your gear doesn't really determine your power these days like it used to, I just feel like that missing element just kind of makes it pointless for me. I understand the reasons they did it. I just don't understand. And then the recent, the artifact with the addition of the artifacts, the additional traits that they're doing for 7.2, it's going to be really difficult to swap to alts for PvP and even specs because you're pumping millions and trillions and billions of AP into your weapon with the additions. I don't think that they thought some of these things out. Don't even get me started about the 7.2 patch notes. If you guys have noticed that are PvPers, the patch notes stated it's going to be take less time for you to prestige because they're reducing it by 50%.
Right.
What?
I saw that.
Are we serious right now? We're catering
prestige
some more?
Prestige is no longer as prestigious.
Like, what's the... I'm going to rant and I'm literally going to set things on fire. I was really upset when I read that. I knew that they were thinking about doing it, but what's the point then? Why are we bothering with PvP then?
So I want to rewind just a little bit because as people know, I do not PvP a lot. When I say I'm a casual PvPer, I mean I'm a very casual PvPer. The Brawls in 7.2, I'm definitely going to try them out. I think they sound like fun ideas. The Gravity Lapse one I think is interesting me the most from what I've seen a preview of. But you mentioned RNG, Bell, and you also brought up something that... I thought was the case in Legion in that gear, I was under the assumption that gear does not necessarily mean as much, that for the most part, gear is standardized, that artifact traits aren't really a thing because your artifacts are like all, everyone's on equal par as far as artifact power goes when you are doing PvP content, even when you're engaged in those PvP zones in open world stuff, like the PvP mechanics like turn on as far as that goes. So just kind of explain to me why is RNG for gear, at least for you, such an issue? Because I thought that gear didn't matter as much anymore. I'm under the impression, and a lot of this, I think, is about perception. I mean, the numbers and stuff may say one thing, but people like yourself are still feeling bad about the experience. So what exactly is it with gear that's frustrating? Because I'm just a little confused and lost as far as to how gear is actually impacting things as much as it is.
Well, and that's just the thing. The gear isn't really impacting, and I think that's the problem. So
you want the gear to be
I want impact. The gear to mean something. Okay. And keep in mind, I want to preface this for those who were really excited with the gear kind of not mattering. I understand the reason they did it. They wanted Johnny on the spot, who can only PvP a couple hours a week, to be on equal likeness with Johnny all the time, who PvPs every day of his life. And then they wanted it, you know, it's going to be based on pure skill at this point. I understand the reason they did it, but I'm struggling trying to figure out the purpose, because one of the purposes for me was to feel good about grinding out that gear, you know, a month or two into the season, you've got your full set, you feel good about that. But they did remove those things where I guess part of the fun for me was being able to get that gear and being excited about being full conquest and what that meant for my power. And I'm grinding on this weapon, yet the weapon is useless to a point in PvP. I mean, the weapon's still pretty useful. The power that you're putting into it, although that they block it when it comes to PvP templates, it's not as useful. I guess I just don't understand what the point is anymore. Now you've nerfed the prestige, you've nerfed the honor needed for prestige. What are we doing here? What is the overall point of PvP now that so much has changed? Is it just to go in and kill people? Which, if that's their design, then I think that's great. But I guess goals is what I'm missing here. I'm missing the goals.
Okay, so again, from what it looks like, at least from how I've observed, what the dev team feels the goal should be now is you hit certain milestones, thresholds, and you get access to, like, of course, there's artifact weapon appearances for PvP. There's special mounts. I think there's other vanity rewards, and they've gone because gear is kind of standardized in power for the most part. They've gone away from player power rewards and more toward vanity rewards. I guess one of the questions to be asked is that enough? Because I don't know. Again, it's a perception thing, but when I think of someone who's participating in player versus player content, I feel like they're less likely to be the kind of player with a mindset that's like, ooh, I want a blue sword instead of this color sword. Or is that, I feel like vanity appearances probably aren't the main thing on the main thing that they're looking for, especially when you consider transmog and everything like that. These vanity things, everyone is using different transmogs, different mounts so much that when I'm in game, I'm not paying too much attention to specifically who's wearing what or who's riding what. So for me, if there's a very prestigious, high-ranked PvP player around that's riding some sort of special thing, it's not clicking in my head. I'm not recognizing it. And in turn, that means that those players aren't getting the attention and recognition that they probably feel that they want by having shown that level of skill. So I can see where you're coming from, and I can see where the rewards and the goals and the perceived lack thereof can be an issue. One thing I want to toss out as a suggestion, we have seen in the last dev Q&A, at the end of it, they talked about all the plans that they're bringing about for expansion to esports, right? And we talked a bit about esports back in episode 0. And they're making a push. They're making esports bigger for World of Warcraft. There's just one thing. They are not really doing new things. They're just doing more of the same, right? They're focusing on arena gameplay. My question to you, and kind of to listeners and to the devs, is if on a competitive level, all you care about is arena, then why not just have an arena rule set where gear and artifacts and stuff like that is standardized and such, and where it's all about skill? And then for people who are participating in battlegrounds, in open world PvP, let that item level matter. Let the acquisition of gear give you more player power, and let it mean something so that the people who are, you know, just doing quote-unquote casual PvP feel a bit better about themselves for all the time that they've invested into it.
I agree 100%, and I think that that's a really good question overall, because so I was really excited for the announcement because it did mean more. But like you said, it meant more of the same, right? So the thing, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. This is great because that means that arenas are going to be in the public eye. So PvP balancing is going to be more in the public eye because there's going to be more tournaments. But then I'm thinking, well, shit, this just means we're going to be catering to these guys who they're all about these tournaments. What does that mean for me? They're pretty happy with, you know, the way that the gear is because they can just swap and do stuff and they don't have to be concerned with that. So I think my question to the devs is just that. What the hell are we doing? What is your focus? Who are you catering to? Who are you listening to? Can I get gear that matters? And if you're going to make it where gear doesn't matter, why are you having me bother get bullshit RNG gear in the first place? I think is really where my issue is. It's not so much change, which I agree that I do struggle with change when it comes to my game, right? I think we sure. all do. We hold on to that. But if you're going to make it where gear doesn't matter and my weapon doesn't matter, why are you having me bother with this in the first place then? Why isn't it just where you just swap all your gear doesn't matter in anything you're doing and you're just automatically given the stats you should have at that level? I guess is really kind of what the most important question is here is, are you shitting or are you getting off the pot? Like, which way are we going with this? I'm all in either way. I just need to know if you're going to make it where the gear isn't an issue, then why are we getting gear? I think that's really what I'm struggling with is it's not computing to me. So now we're going to do more WoW esports, which is amazing. I love seeing my tournaments when it comes to PvP. I love seeing people so excited over arenas. I love watching it live at BlizzCon. But what does that mean for those of us who are casual and feel like we want something besides the vanity rewards, which I need to go on the record here before Legion even came out in beta. I was the one that was most excited for these vanity awards because I thought, how freaking cool. But then I realized the same thing that you mentioned earlier. Nobody knows what those means when they look at me. Nobody knows that my weapon is a PvP weapon. Nobody knows those rewards. So
it's to me, that other people doing PvP might recognize, but for like me, for like mainstream raiders, for people who are just, you know, dilly-dallying around in Raid Finder or just doing their world quests and stuff like that, it's not going to mean as much to them.
And you wouldn't, and I originally thought, well, that was great. Everybody will know that I PvP. Well, no, everybody ain't going to know because nobody else knows what that stuff even means because at the end of the day, the PvE and the PvP don't typically mix, right? They're kind of two separate kind of aspects, but I struggle so much trying to figure out where they're going. What's their direction to what end?
Sure. So now that I've mentioned, you know, why not separate Battleground open world PvP stuff from arena PvP stuff, I'm also at the same time right now going to be a little bit devil's advocate just to kind of offer not a counter argument to what you're saying, but an example of something else Blizzard does that makes me wonder this is why they're doing what they're doing in WoW. If you think about how other teams on Blizzard have approached player versus player combat in other games, you take a look at Heroes, you take a look at Overwatch, beating people up in player versus player combat, team combat, you know, whatever you want to do. At the end of the day, what is it getting you in Heroes of the Storm? It allows you to level up your character, and at rank 10, you get a Sweet Master skin for that character, which you can unlock. You can unlock different tints for your character, and so on. You can have a special cool border portrait in Heroes. In Overwatch, competitive PvP rewards there by mostly having a golden skinned weapon. So the rewards in Heroes and Overwatch are pretty much purely cosmetic. And for those players, that's still kind of a big deal to them. And it's like pretty awesome and pretty cool. Why does that not work in World of Warcraft? And I think the answer to that is, and I don't know if you'll agree with me or not on this, is because up until recently, up until Legion, it wasn't, PvP wasn't about that. Because the people that had played this game for so many years have been used to a system where participating more, beating people up more, gave you more powerful gear, to have that stripped away with you and to basically be told, okay, our reward system in PvP is now going to be similar in spirit to what we do with Overwatch and Heroes and stuff like that. I think that's causing probably a lot more friction than the dev team anticipated.
Because if I wanted to play Heroes of the Storm, if I wanted to play League of Legends, if I wanted to play all these other games where player versus player is prominent, I would play those games. The reason I like PvP in World of Warcraft is because it made sense to me. There was a goal and I appreciated that goal. I do think that it's good for them to have a balance, right? Players that like to have rewards that they have to work really hard for and have those kind of cosmetic things. But I think when they've removed all that, they've made it just like every other player versus player aspect of all the other games. What makes us different? You're taking my individuality as World of Warcraft and you're making it like every other PvP game that's out there that has those elements, right? Heroes of the Storm isn't necessarily PvP per se in the manner of which you're thinking, like, I mean, there's lots of things that go along with Heroes of the Storm. So you have, I think they have the PvP brawls with heroes, but they have objectives and there's other things that you work towards, right? So I think with heroes, it works because you have score that you go for. There's certain statistics that you look for when you're doing, you know, a strategy for each map,
competitive,
right?
Competitive ranks, master and grandmaster levels and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, there's tons of different statistics that you track with Heroes of the Storm. So basically what you've done is you've taken an element of my game that made it unique and different, and you've made it a basic bitch. You've made it just like everything else, which I think inadvertently, you might have hit the nail on the head on why people are frustrated, or even myself, I might not have realized that that's why I was frustrated, because they're making it just like everything else. There's nothing different about it now. It's the same.
Homogenization of classes, now homogenization of PvP across their games. Everything's getting homogenized.
Just we might as well just make it like, let's just make it like League of Legends then, and just not have free world roam. Just make it like everything else, I guess. And but I think you did hit the nail on the head, and I might not have realized that that was why I was frustrated, because it's no longer different to me. It's the same, and I've struggled with that.
Right. It's following a philosophy more akin to Blizzard's other games, and like I said, I think that's creating friction for people that have been used to the system for so many years. And it's not like World of Warcraft is getting a very steady influx of completely new players. People that are playing this game right now have either been playing it for a while, or they returned after being away from it for a period of time. So they're used to things relatively being a certain way. Before we wrap up here this week, though, I know we've been very, very critical of how things are happening with PvP and the state of PvP right now. I would like to end things off a little more with a little more optimistic and a positive spin on something that I think that they're doing right, and that is with the inclusion of these brawls. I've already mentioned the Gravity Lapse PvP brawl in Eye of the Storm is something that I'm looking forward to. Belle, is there anything in particular, a specific brawl or anything about the brawl system that is catching your eye and is possibly giving you a little hope that PvP is not going to necessarily be all that bad?
Well, you know, the Gravity Lapse is something I, too, am very excited about. It was very difficult to try to test these in PTR because the queue time was like 2 hours. And oh, wow. I don't get a lot of gameplay in the evening time. So I didn't get to test these in PTR. So I've watched video gameplay, stuff like that. But here's what gives me hope. And this is my little shining ray of hope moving forward for PvP. I imagine a world where these PvP brawls are included in tournaments. I imagine a world where we have some inclusion in these brawls to break up the monotony of same god comp, same people that are going to these tournaments, the same players, the same everything. I'm really hoping that they're using this as a testing ground to implement this on a larger scale, to kind of break it up and shake things up and maybe even make this the go-to and norm, because it'll be different pretty much every battleground, right? I mean,
so are you kind of, because like, if you're looking at like, as far as the important stuff goes with the arena and stuff where things are standardized and stuff, are you kind of hoping that maybe they'll introduce some of these somewhat crazy brawl-like elements into certain arenas to make them like aspects of arenas, and then that kind of makes each arena competition or matchup a bit unique? It may change up the comps that people use because certain mechanics are require one comp over another. Is that what you're aiming at?
I'm hoping that ultimately that is their goal, to integrate those into arenas after testing and battlegrounds. I don't really think that would ever fly, because I feel like all the major PvPers of the world would unite and set things on fire and would be really upset because it's things that they can't control, right? These guys like things that they can control because after all these arena championships, it's all about dominating a match and controlling other players when it comes to that. But I would like to think that there is a grander scheme working behind the scenes with Blizzard to break up these tournaments to make them more exciting. So that is my shining beacon of hope. But in the meantime, I'm really excited. That is the one thing I'm most excited about, is going to be trying out these PvP brawls and just seeing where it takes us.
I am also hopeful that change will come to PvP on that level. And what gives me a little bit of hope is actually something that they did with competitive PvE by having these dungeon races. I mean, for the longest time, people were talking about, like, why isn't the World First race made a bigger deal as, like, a true competition for, like, competitive rating and stuff like that. And there's a lot of logistic problems behind that, but Blizzard has tried their hand with this collegiate dungeon race. They have shown through that they are open to trying new things and other things, and I would like to think that philosophy can also be applied to competitive PvP. I really hope that it doesn't have to be all about just 3-on-3 standard basic arena PvP. I would like to see changes. I would like to see additions. I'd like to see some fun elements thrown in there that make me go, oh man, they're battling with this kind of rule set, or they're battling in this place. Something that gives me a bit more to look at when I'm watching the game, rather than wondering, oh my gosh, that cooldown's almost up, things are getting intense, because who wants to watch it cooldown timers during a match, seriously?
I 100% agree. I am victim to staring at the cooldown timer, because it's there in my face instead of paying attention to the match.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I think that pretty much can kind of sum it up for this week. I mean, it feels like a natural continuation of what we talked about a few months ago back in episode 0. We've had a Q&A. We see that esports are growing and progressing in World of Warcraft. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel, though? And we're not entirely sure yet, but I don't think all hope is entirely lost. Would you agree?
Yeah, I want to just make sure that I do say, even though I sound very passionate, it really is, it comes from a passionate point of view. PvP is still fun, right? It's still fun. It's still good. So don't be like, Bell said PvP sucks, I can't PvP anymore. It's still fun. So I'm still relatively positive while being able to honestly discuss some of the negative things. PvP is still my number one.
And as people in my raid team will confirm, there is nothing quite as exciting as me saying "got him" when I throw a chaos bolt in the face of someone from the Alliance.
It's like you know me, except I'm Alliance. But yes, there's a saying which it's literally my saying is a little different than that with a choice word at the end. But
sure.
It is very similar when I see the chaos bolt heading your direction.
Yeah, it is a very good feeling, and probably one of the reasons I still enjoy playing Destruction. Belle, thank you for being on this week. I look forward to our next discussion, whether it's talking about 725 or more PvP talk, or who knows what may head our way. Until then, where and how can people find you on your other stuff?
You can find me on Belle of Pwncast everything, Twitter, YouTube, everything is pretty much Pwncast related, so come find me.
All right, and folks, you know you can find me at Rowow, that's Rhowow on Twitter. Check out the show's Patreon at patreon.com/realmpodcast as well. Until next time, folks, she's been Belle, I've been Ro, and we now return you to your regularly scheduled adventures in Azeroth. Goodbye, everybody. It's the end of the show, and that means it's once again time for the weekly podcast roundup. The following is an insanely quick rundown of every Blizzard podcast I'm aware of that produced a show between March 27th and April 2nd of 2017. For General Blizzard Podcast, we have All Things Azeroth, Blizzard Umbrella, Blizzard Watch, The Blue Recluse, Battle.net News, Epic Questions, Frozen Nerds, Game Case Show, Geeks of Azeroth, Group Quest, Hearthcast, Lightning Balls, The Sundering, Torn Think Tank, Twist in Their Blogcast, Victor Sanctum, and The Weekly Blizz. Your World of Warcraft shows are Adventures in Azeroth, the AIE Podcast, Azeroth Coast to Coast, Azeroth Roundtable, Behind the Avatar, The Converted, Darkmoon Herald, Final Boss, Goblin Goldcast, Hunting Party Podcast, Lion's Pride Tavern Lore, Watch Pwncast, Raiding Wildlicia, Reigns of Azeroth, The Starting Zone, Summoning Stone, Torn and the Goblin, Training Dummies, The Warging Tower, World of Warcast, WoW Challenges, WoWhead Weekly, and Your WoW Money. Inside the Tavern for Hearthstone, we have 16 Iron Dusting, Angry Chicken, Brewmasters, Coin Concede, Fireside Talks, Golden Wisp, Hearthaholics, Hearth Coach, Hearth Core, Hero Power Cast, The Innervated, Lightforge, Legend of the Innkeeper, Never Legend, Top Deck Kings, Vowtown, Bones Chosen, Walk to Work, and Well Met. Shattered Soulstone and Westmarch Workshop are your Diablo podcasts. Heroes of the Storm podcasts include Core, Dirty Casual, Gankbush Squad, Heroes Forge, Heroes of the Storm Power Hour, Into the Nexus, Swords of the Storm, Nexus Trolls, and Town Hall Heroes. And finally, for Overwatch podcasts, we have The Cavalry, Heroes Never Die, High Noon, Into the Irish, Shunkertown FM, Legendary Loot Box, Omnic Lab, Overcast, The Overcast, Overplayed, Overtime, The Overview, Payload Podcast, Theory Watch, Overview, and Waifus of Overwatch. You can catch the weekly podcast roundup every week at the end of this show and the Realm Maintenance podcast. For links to all of these shows and other great Blizzard podcasts, go to realm-maintenance.com. You can find this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, or your podcast app of choice. You can follow the show on Twitter at RestartCast. Email the show at rollingrestartpodcast@gmail.com. The Rolling Restart is a presentation of Realm Maintenance Productions. You can find archives of this show at rollingrestart.frozenfoxmedia.com. The music for the show is Shaping of the World, originally by Jason Hayes from Blizzard Entertainment, and remixed by Pascal Michael Stifel. No copyright infringement is intended. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
This podcast is part of the Frozen Fox Media Network. Visit us at frozenfoxmedia.com for information about this and all the other content we offer. You can also find us on Twitter at Frozen Fox Media. Frozen Fox Media, cool content for the gaming community.